This is KCUR 89.3. Kansans have been facing long waits to find out if they qualify for health coverage under CanCare, the state's Medicaid program. Much of the backlog has been cleared up over the past year, but thousands of applications for long-term coverage are still hung up. As KCUR's Andy Marceau reports, that has left applicants frustrated and has forced nursing homes to absorb months of delayed payments.
All that Michael Sykes has to show for his months-long quest to get his mother's nursing home bed covered by CanCare is a pile of paperwork.
I'm sorry, this stuff's in a mess, but it...
Sykes has already appealed an initial denial of his mom's coverage and has been turned down again. He's mulling his options. But even before the denials, he was struggling to get answers.
From that point, from the May 25th application, we did not receive any notification other than request for information, which constituted me faxing them well over 200 pages of documents trying to meet their requirements so they could make a determination on Mom.
Sykes' saga began when he moved his family from Oklahoma to Kansas last year. Medicaid covered his mom's nursing home in Oklahoma, but it's a state-run program, so he had to apply for the Kansas version once they got here. Under federal law, Kansas was supposed to send a yes or no response within 45 days.
And it was actually 172 days. I received another letter requesting more information, and that's when I made a trip to Topeka.
It was an hour and a half drive to the CanCare clearinghouse where his mom's application was being processed. It's not a trip you would have had to make a couple of years ago, when long-term care applications were processed at local offices run by the Kansas Department for Children and Families, including one near his home in Olathe. But in 2015, Governor Sam Brownback signed an executive order diverting all applications through a single clearinghouse staffed by a private contractor within the Department of Health and Environment. The facility is at Forbes Field, an Air National Guard outpost on the far south edge of Topeka. It's not built for walk-ins, but Sykes walked in anyway.
Actually confronted the CanCare employees, found out that the application was being handled by Maximus, and then I refused basically to leave their offices until I had some kind of an answer.
The answer was that Sykes' mom didn't qualify for CanCare until she spent down a trust fund she had inherited. That decision underscores the complexity of long-term care applications. A lawyer who works for the state of Oklahoma told Sykes the trust was fine for Medicaid coverage there. But in Kansas, it was deemed disqualifying, and it took the state's contractor, Maximus, almost four times longer than federal rules allow to determine that. Nursing home administrators say the clearinghouse workers don't have the experience to know what documentation to ask for or the customer contact to make sure they get it promptly.
They took away the face-to-face encounter that a person, an elderly person, has to go in and ask for help.
That's Lori Palmer, the chief financial officer of the nursing home chain Medical Lodges, speaking after a hearing at the Statehouse last month. Palmer's company runs nursing homes in three states, including 21 in Kansas. Evelyn Sykes is getting lunch with other residents of a Medical Lodges home in Eudora. They've been caring for her here, but they haven't been getting paid. By the end of 2016, Medical Lodges had provided more than $1 million in uncompensated care for 112 Kansas residents whose Medicaid applications were pending. 83 of those had been pending more than 45 days. In other states where Medical Lodges does business, it rarely takes more than a month.
Missouri and Oklahoma, we don't have these problems. We talk to one person, we call, we get it done.
Some nursing homes have stopped accepting new residents whose CanCare applications are pending because the processing takes so long. KDHE Secretary Susan Mosier says the intent of Brownback's executive order consolidating processing of all types of CanCare applications within a single state agency was to make the process more efficient. But after more than a year of complaints about the backlog, Mosier's department started a pilot program with six nursing facilities. It's more like the old DCF model, with designated staffers handling long-term care applications. She says it's working well.
And DCF has actually last week completed a process review. It's our fourth and not final process review about how do we improve this and make it better.
But for now, it's still an extended battle for some people to even find out if they can get CanCare coverage. And when they do get coverage, then the next battle starts for providers, getting claims paid. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Andy Marceau.